Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
That little shack.
Yeah, the little grad shack. But no, I've been with the station for almost 28 years now.
Well, I remember you being really good looking.
Now I know you're lying.
I recall being there.
It was a while ago, and I got a feeling with your schedule, I'm surprised you could remember what the hell has happened this past week.
I think we were looking for a barbecue place.
You know what? It could have been. It was back in the night. You used to come down and either do the Oakdale Theater or Toad's Place.
Yeah.
And I always remember, you know, we'd come by every time, and we always had some great conversations. And it was always great to see you guys play. And I remember the last time you came up, it was you, Tom, and Bun were the three in there. And
really?
And I interviewed you a few times before that. But then having Tom Peterson up there, he's a Weisenheimer, man. He kept on busting my balls. It was beautiful.
All right, yeah, he's good at that.
Yeah, he is. He really is. Now, let me ask. Your son Dax is playing drums.
Yes, sir.
Is he the same guy that's also a scratch golfer, or is that another son?
No, that's he's good, but he's not that good.
Well, I remember when we because I started to play back in like the early 90s, and we would talk about that. And
you were saying, that's my oldest son that is the scratch golfer. Yeah. He was on a PGA tour for 2 years, the mini tour. Excuse me.
I tell you, to be at that level. Is absolutely, people who don't play golf don't understand, but you got to be good, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just that, you know, because I love play. I play all the time, and I just suck, you know? But I love it so much.
And, you got a beeper on your recorder here?
I do.
Well, Scott Hamilton's a good friend of mine.
Oh, yeah?
And he says, like when he, you know, I played with him a bunch of times. Yeah, I haven't played in years now, but he used to say, I don't call it golf, I call it whack fuck.
Whack fuck. That's exactly it.
That's your game there.
You know, I tell you something, this past summer, July 31st, 10:35 in the morning on the course that I live on, I got my first hole in one. It's a short par three. And
wow.
And again, it's like, and I shot like a 92, you know what I mean? It's like, so it's one of those things.
You're shooting out of your head. That's like,
yeah.
I had my mother-in-law, she was talking to this guy one time. He was a golfer, and he said, well, so Rick, what's your favorite course? I said, intercourse.
Jeez. You know, looking, you know, before I came in today, I was online looking at all the, you know, some old interviews that I had and just looking at you guys. Man, you know, you've been around for a while. You guys have never really stopped touring. You know, you in particular, I know a couple of band members have come and gone, you know, and whatever. But, you know, between you and Robin, I mean, that's a long fucking time to be touring.
I always say we're too dumb to quit. You know?
Well, you're going to be at the Ridgefield Playhouse this coming Friday night, and I already told everybody, all my listeners, excuse me, that a great night is to get a nice little bling for the girl, and then you take her to see Cheap Trick at the Ridgefield Playhouse, because that's going to be a good fucking night.
It's going to be good.
That's no problem. I'm going to love that, and I'm going to love going. And actually, I haven't seen you in many years. I think the last time I saw you, and again, I don't expect you to remember any of this shit, because you're constantly traveling, but I remember running into you at an airport. I was traveling somewhere. Obviously, you were going somewhere. I had a little chat. It was very nice, but I've always admired you. You've been, and I always say this too about people that I've interviewed: is, you know, whether they're good guys or bad guys, you know, and if they're bad, I just don't say anything. I'm not a bearer of bad news, but when they're great people and good folks, I always love to talk about it constantly, and you're definitely in that category. I mean, you've been up a bunch of times. You've never been up to the new building. We've been here almost 12 years now, so it's been a long time since I actually, you know, saw you in the studio. But it's always been an extreme pleasure.
And, well, cool. You're making me sick.
I do that a lot. Geez, you're not the only one to tell me that.
I know.
There's got to be something to it.
I don't want
to
flatter you.
How's the rest of the guys doing?
We're all good. Yeah. We're all good. We just played this past weekend at two sellout shows in near Chicago, and it was terrific.
Well, that's your hometown, or is I don't know if it's Chicago, no, Illinois, right?
No, it was near there, so it wasn't hometown. So. Most of the people hated us, so that's we had to get them around.
Do they still have Cheap Trick Day April 1st? Is that still?
Yes, they do.
you got that going for you.
Well, yeah, you know, we're one of the few businesses or whatever that actually brought money back to the United States. And so the state of Illinois said, hey, we'd like to have a Cheap Trick Day. And I started thinking about it. I was like, let's see, Halloween, how about my birthday? Nobody knows that. Yeah. I said, April Fool's Day. I said, they're either think it's legit or they won't. Doesn't matter either way.
It works.
So it's been, I think it's about 5 or 6 years now.
Oh, man. And you said, now how you came out, how long ago when you came out with the coffee table book on guitars?
That was a while ago. Really?
Wasn't it?
Yeah, I can't remember that.
I don't know. I mean, is it still in print? Are you still? Because that's got to be fascinating.
No, it's out of print, and it's quite rare. You can find it on eBay occasally.
Yeah, but it's an amazing. And I'm not sure if you hold the record, but you got to be up there with a collection of guitars. I mean, how many?
I got a few. You know,
you got a few thousand.
I've owned about 2,000 through the years.
Jesus.
But, you know, it's like, I got rid of one.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's not bad. That's kind of tidying up the place a little bit.
Yeah, really. My wife loves that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I'll get rid of some guitars. You get rid of one. What's the name of the five-neck guitar? Isn't there a name for that?
Yeah, the five-neck guitar.
I thought there was a special name for that one.
I got one that looks like me. I call Uncle Dick.
That's the double neck, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That if you stand it up, it looks like the necks are your legs.
You said the necks or the nuts?
No, the necks. I don't know if there's any nuts on the guitar. There might be.
Well, you're just the one that plays it.
Yeah. Do you still bring that? All of those? I mean, how many can you bring with you on tour? I mean,
we have two sets of gear. That we got one set that's will be at the show, and the other set is wherever the next back-to-back show we have.
Right. Oh, I'm not sure. You got this touring thing down. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah,
so you're playing one gig and you got the next gig getting sent up. That's a good idea.
No matter how far away it is. So
yeah,
we've done that for years. Actually, we did play Japan. I think it was August or September.
Yeah,
and we sent our gear over by boat because otherwise it's too expensive. But the one set, and so then when we flew back, we could play the next night, you know, without paying every dime that we made over there.
Well, you know, it's funny that you mentioned Japan, and a lot of the younger kids listening now, you know, don't remember probably back in 78, you already had three albums
younger
out.
Younger kids weren't even born in 78.
I was a young lad then, but right. I remember the first time I heard Cheap Trick was not from the first, second, or third album, but it was Ain't That a Shame from Live at Budokan.
Well,
with the,
that's good.
It was like you were introduced, and I was in radio then too. And it was like we got introduced to Cheap Trick, you know, via that album. And it was like, oh my God, who are these freaking guys? I mean, and listen to those girls. I mean, it was insane.
And, not bad, huh?
Yeah, it was awesome. And then it was from there where the other songs like was Surrender and a lot of the key, you know, songs that you do in your library is when we got familiar with the album cuts. At least that's what I remember in radio, and that's, you know, back in 78. But that was kind of interesting how you came to us via, you know, Japan. And then went back again. I remember we talked before when I interviewed you. Went back again and got the same response, man, that these kids and I guess adults now, they just freaking love the band.
They're the smartest bunch in the business.
Yes, they are. Yes,
they treated us good.
They did. And you know what? I was great to see unfortunately, I didn't get to see the show. But when you guys went out with Aerosmith, I thought that was the best frickin' lineup of a concert. And I don't know if it may have came to the Mohegan Sun, may have came to one of the casinos. I don't remember. But you toured with them for a while.
Hey, you know, I figured out something from this interview.
What's that? I don't remember. How about you?
Well, you're lucky. I remember that.
I have to ask these questions.
I don't know. I'm not sure where we played.
Yeah, I don't
know. We played at Mohegan or not.
I don't know.
We played all over. We played with those guys for years. I mean,
well, you did.
On Joe Perry's, I think it was Joe Perry's 50th birthday, they flew us from Florida up to near Boston to some restaurants that they owned.
Right.
So we could play for his birthday party. And they wrote the set. So I said, hey, if you guys hate the set, blame your guys in Aerosmith. Don't blame us.
You know, it's funny how you guys, you have that relationship with Aerosmith and it's a little deeper than that, because I think didn't you work on one of Joe Perry's records, or you guys have done, especially you have done a lot of work with other artists, and a lot of people don't remember this or recall this.
Well, one of the things that not many people know about any of that stuff is it was when Joe was out of the band and Steven and Joe hadn't spoken for years. We played at the old Boston Gardens, and Robin brought Steven on stage, and I brought Joe on stage. It was the first time that they spoke or played together, and that was the night that they decided to get back together.
That was a Jerry Lewis moment.
Yeah.
That's like bringing Dean and Jerry. And then when Frank brought Dean and Jerry out on the on the telethon, that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, and I never got a gold record from the Bums.
That's you know what? That's typical. That's typical from guys from Boston, I'm telling you.
I'll get over it.
No, but a very interesting musically historical fact is how you were working on the Double Fantasy album with last album John Lennon put out. I mean, you are not a handful of people saw the guy before he was murdered. You were one of them. You worked with the album. Was it you and Bunny Carlos who worked on that album?
Yeah, the two of us worked on it. And a true story, John really liked the way that we played, because Jack Douglas brought us there. When he finished the album, he said he'd like to do the whole album with us and have Cheap Trick as his band.
No kidding.
Yeah,
I remember you telling me this. Yeah, that's just incredible. I mean, what kind of man was he? I mean,
it was great. It was, you know, it was guy to guy. It wasn't like, hello, Mr. Lennon. You know, he respected what I did, and I respected what he did. And we talked about guitars and guy stuff.
Yeah,
and that was the day that Dax, the guy that's playing drums for us, that's the day he was born. Yeah. And my wife gave me a hall pass to be, you know, to work with Lennon. I always tell people, I said, if it was McCartney, I would have been in Rockford, Illinois.
Yeah. But man, it really, really is. And especially, it's very poignant now because, you know, celebrating the 50th anniversary of their arrival. And, you know, they had a decent thing Sunday night on CBS. It was okay. But just to go back,
there was one thing missing.
What was that? You.
Me.
Yeah, no, I... Hey, come on.
And George Martin.
And George, yeah. Well, you see, a lot of people don't give him the credit. I mean, in the music world, yes, but I get annoyed with the younger fans that disregard a lot of that stuff, and that's what makes...
They don't know it. You know, we grew up with him, so we know it's not like we're privileged or great.
Yeah. You know, but it is. I mean, I'm you know, again, I'm so fortunate. I was 11 years old when the Beatles you know, were on the Ed Sullivan Show that night. And I'm thank God I had an older brother and sister that bought the 45s. So I got introduced, you know, at a younger age to music. And to me, that's always such an important time in the lives of young American teens. You know, during that tumultuous night, you had the president being assassinated. We got to see that on TV. Things just blew up. Music came in, and it was great to be a part of that whole scene. And obviously that's affected.
Not too bad.
No, it really, really wasn't. And to be able to recall a lot of that once I.
you can remember something.
Some things I can, yes. But I remember this. Friday night, Ridgefield. Have you ever played the Ridgefield Playhouse before?
I think so.
I'm not sure. I'm going to have to check.
We played 5,000 places.
Yeah,
one place I forgot.
Yeah, there you go. It's a very intimate setting. Actually, the chick that runs the place, Allison, she's really hot. So I go down there not to watch the bands, but just to kind of try to hit on her all the time. But
really?
So I'll definitely see you Friday night.
He said, Allison, you go down there.
Yeah.
What? Okay.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
You're terrible.
You know what? I don't know if I want to come out. I don't think I want to see. I'm afraid we may get into trouble. Are you kidding?
Hey, Mike. Mike.
What?
Mike, cheer up. You're hilarious.
I'm coming down Friday. I want to hang out. What time are you going to get there, Friday? You going to get there? I want to get there. I'm going to have to leave here early. No, actually, I'm off on Friday. I can get down there real early.
Oh, great.
That's great. I'll be waiting for you.
Oh, goody.
I'll be there at load-in. That's it.
All right. Perfect.
All right. Hey, listen,
it'll be good. It'll be good. I'm not sure about all the details. Or
I know. Listen, they told me.
Plus, I think it's refreshing to have you. I know you've been in the business a long time, but you're still excited about stuff.
Oh, my God, yeah. You
can. That's wonderful.
Rick, I haven't worked a day in my life, you know?
Well,
and
don't tell your boss.
What are they going to do now? I mean, if they try to look, I'm 60 years old, for God's sakes. So if
you're a youngin'.
Yeah, I'm a young kid. So yeah, but then again, the kids around here, they're all in their 30s. They're kids, and so if they try to get rid of me, I just file a lawsuit. That's it.
There you go. God bless lawsuits.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I know. Yeah, you've had your share of them too. I know.
Oops.
Yeah, I didn't want to talk about that.
Well, good.
All I know is I got the bum a Terrington cigarette off of Bunny Carlos because that was his brand.
Really?
When we were back. That's the last time I saw him because we could smoke in the studio back then. Nowadays you can't smoke anywhere. But,
really?
Yeah. So, but listen, I can't wait to see you guys this coming Friday night, Ridgefield Playhouse. I got feeling the show is sold out. I'm not sure, but check the box office. You can give the Ridgefield Playhouse a call. Go online, and if there are tickets available, they'll get them for you. I think they're SRO seats, which are good because any place in that venue is a great seat. So yeah, it's a cool joint. It really is, and the woman who runs it is hot. So.
Oh, you already told me that.
Yeah, I know. I wanted to repeat it, though, just so I can, you know.
Well, maybe I'll get there early so you ace you out.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Rick, I know you got other interviews to do. I thank you so much for
talking to me.
And I will see you this coming Friday night.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you, sir. God bless you, man. All righty.
You too. Bye-bye.
Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick, 99.1 PLR.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.